ready? Here we go.
The Hit Breakfast Show.
All right.
Thanks to McDonald's. Grab a McCafe iced coffee made with the new McCafe blend.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for downloading the Cliffo and Gabby podcast. This was a little bit wicked on the weekend. Mm-hmm. We probably jumped the gun a bit, but we bought a Christmas leg of ham.
You have definitely jumped the
you
gun.
You reckon?
Yeah, we've been looking at them.
What's the date for that then? Is that the 1st of December as well?
That was our rule in our house, was we can't get a ham until December. Mm. Otherwise, it's too much ham. You're sick of it by Christmas.
Oh. Ham overload, you reckon?
Ham overload.
We got it home and we just started carving it up straight away, just eating it straight off the bone.
You know, my mum's rule is you're not allowed the ham until Christmas Day.
Oh,
and my dad loses it
Maureen.
Every year because she'll have this ham in the fridge and he's not allowed to touch it until Christmas Day. How mean is that?
Jeez,
isn't that mean?
I reckon start early November. We've actually held back this year. Yeah, so good, mate. Anyway, Yeah, we say the 1st of December, don't we? That's when you get real Christmassy, but we're actually moving it a few days earlier so we can all celebrate this Saturday afternoon and set up our Christmas trees together with Cliff and Gabby set up Saturday. So more about that coming up very soon in the podcast.
You know how when we talk about emissions and the toxic environment that we're creating when it comes to the hole in the ozone layer and whatnot?
I think, you know, when my science teacher explained it, it was a little clearer.
Well, cow farts always come into the conversation.
Don't they?
They always do.
They're one of the worst, mate.
Yes.
They reckon if you want to try and fix the hole in the ozone,
get rid of the cows.
First thing you've got to do is stop eating red meat.
Because the cow farts are that volatile. It's just not great. However, farmers have figured out how to turn cow poo into power.
Oh.
So with all these emissions that are being talked about, they've actually figured out how to harness it and they're creating batteries. Although they're calling them patteries.
Well, that's clever, guys. Well done to whoever thought that. This is the equivalent of when you tick that box on Jetstar that, I'll pay a bit more.
To give back.
To subsidise, you know, the ozone.
To make it carbon neutral.
Well, the cows are doing that now.
Exactly.
They're paying back with their poops.
Exactly. So they're pooping, which creates power, which means we don't have to go into, you know, coal and things like that. And if you look into it, a kilogram of cow poo can produce enough electricity to power a vacuum cleaner for 5 hours.
Wow.
So there's a lot of energy in there. And I'm not even joking. They are called cow patteries. So I've come up with some bylines that they can use in there to really sell this product. You ready?
Okay.
Okay.
And because... Yeah, please, this product is going to need some salesmanship.
It
so
will.
For you to, you know, to put your thinking cap on and spitball these ideas, that's very good.
So I've got a couple here. Here's the first one. Milk it for all it's worth.
Yeah, that's good. Because cows, I mean, we've gone to the other end. We've gone from the bum to the teats, but that's okay.
What about this one? With great power comes great responsibility, but spelt G-R-A-T-E.
Oh.
It's... legendary power. High stakes, you can trust poo power.
High stakes, spelled S-T-E-A-K-S.
Well, finally, with these batteries, you can play well pasture bedtime.
Oh, yes.
You're welcome, farmers.
We've single-handedly worked out why Gabby's career as a copywriter didn't work out, guys.
Cliffo and Gabby's Set Up Saturday.
The cogs are in motion and we have organised to do Set Up Saturday from 3 p.m. till 6 p.m. this Saturday coming, where we'll be in studio doing a special Christmas show where everyone can, as a family, put together their Christmas trees because it's the closest Saturday to the 1st of December. And that way we can all celebrate, we can all cheers at the end and it's all good to go. But we forgot to ask you if you were keen.
Look, I think you've said it right there. You used the term family. And we guys have spent every weekday together for the last year.
Yeah.
Damn it, we're a family. Better late than never.
Family stay together.
Mum and Dad have just made an executive decision. Now we're roping everyone and going, hey, do you want to do this? We've got all the plans in motion to go live on the air between 3 and 6 p.m. this Saturday.
Yep.
We're going to have Christmas music, celebrity guests, you guys calling in. But do you actually want to set up your Christmas trees with us?
We don't want it to be like, you know, the kids are busy, they've got other plans, and mum and dad are left alone to do it. So
no one rings.
We want to know it's what 13, 10, 60.
We just start smashing eggnog.
If you're actually keen or not to do this with us.
13, 10, 60. Waters is here. Waters, set up Saturday. We want to make it a thing. Do you want to actually do it?
Absolutely.
Oh,
I'm keen.
Fabulous. Do you normally really get into the Christmas spirit and get all excited setting up the tree?
Many years ago, I used to. I haven't the last few years, but this year I'm really keen.
Okay.
So when I heard you guys announcing that, I went, yes.
So
yes.
Have you had no Christmas tree at all over the last few years?
Oh, I've got kids, so I have had a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago, there was just a string of tinsel on the wall.
Yeah, okay, right.
So there hasn't been like a showcase of setting it up together or anything like that for a little bit?
No, it hasn't been, but it is this year.
Bring it back, baby!
This is good. Yeah. We're getting enthusiastic together. This is good. Sonia's here. Sonia, set up Saturday. Will you do it with us?
Oh, absolutely.
Good. Amazing. Okay. You've got your tree and decorations ready to go?
Oh, nearly.
No. They are there, though. They're in storage at home.
That's it.
Yeah, great.
Dust them off. Get them out ready for Saturday.
Duck to Kmart. Have you seen the amount of trees they've got?
No Christmas tree until the 1st, so this is my excuse.
Yeah, beautiful. Oh.
The radio guy said we can.
Yeah. Maddie's here. Hey, Maddie, how old are you?
6.
Are you ready to set up the Christmas tree, Maddie?
Yes.
Beautiful.
We can't wait to do it with you.
And have you got Mom or Dad or, you know, whoever's in charge there, are they on board as well?
Uh-huh.
Yep, great. Okay.
They've been, and even if they're not, too bad now.
Maddie cannot lift the box with the decorations
on
her own.
Can't reach the star on the top.
No. Maddie, make sure you call us on Saturday and let us know how it's going, okay?
Okay.
Good on you, Maddie. Thank you for your call. Lots coming through. We could just take them all day instead. We might go to producer Brooke with a running tally.
Mm.
How many ticks have we got? Like, how many people have we got agreed to take part in Set Up Saturday so far?
We've got 53.
53 so far. Not bad, not bad.
That's good.
Oh, you know.
That's 53 that's right. trees. That's a lot of
yeah.
That
makes
jolliness.
It feel more worthwhile coming in and working on the Saturday. I'm happy with that.
I would have loved to crack the 100. Keep calling Brooke, guys. 13, 10, 60 if you can.
Keep the tally going.
Set up Saturday. It's happening this Saturday from 3 p.m. All the details at hit.com.au.
Lisa Jacob is a Canadian actress best known for her role as the eldest daughter, Lydia Hillard, on Mrs. Doubtfire.
He's a she.
What?
I'm not who you think I am.
You're no...
Watch your mouth, young man.
Oh, my God. Dad?
The Hollywood Classic celebrates 28 years this year. Lisa Jacob joins Cliffo and Gabby for Memory Monday right now.
My first day as a woman, I'm getting hot flashes.
She worked opposite Robin Williams in one of the most iconic movies ever, Mrs. Doubtfire. Lisa Jacob, a.k.a. the oldest daughter in Mrs. Doubtfire. Welcome to the show.
Oh, good morning. Thank you so much for having me. I'm thrilled to talk to you.
We are so excited. Mrs. Doubtfire is one of our favourite movies that we grew up with and you grew up with in a very different way. Do you have any amazing memories from working on that film?
It was just a really wonderful experience to work on that shoot. We really felt like a family. That's not something that always happens on a film set. We were really lucky that way.
You also have said in the past that Mrs. Doubtfire and the time that it took to film that actually affected your schooling a lot. What happened there?
Yeah, so I'm Canadian. I was working with my high school and sending my schoolwork back to school while we were shooting on location in San Francisco. But that wasn't something that worked for my school. They thought it could be something that they could work with, but it turned out to not be. So they kicked me out of school.
Wow.
That's a really hard thing for a 14-year-old to have her education just ended so abruptly. I was pretty upset about it, and Robin, being the amazingly wonderful human that he was, saw that I was upset, and he actually wrote a letter to my high school asking them to please reconsider and allow me to come back to high school after we wrapped the shoot. Unfortunately, that didn't work.
Wow.
My school got the letter and they framed Robin's letter, but they did not invite
wow.
me back. But
That is bold.
Yeah.
What? An incredible story.
Yeah.
If a letter from Robin Williams won't fix the problem, nothing will. And on that, let's talk about Robin Williams. I still remember the date. It was the 11th of August, 2014, that we learnt the news that Robin Williams had tragically passed away. It was such a sad, sad day. Tell us a little bit about the man, Robin Williams, and what he meant to you.
Incredibly, incredibly important person in my life. So I have struggled with anxiety and depression my entire life. And Robin was really the first person who sat down with me and was incredibly open about his own struggles with mental wellness. He wanted to talk to me about his issues with addiction and kind of all of the things that he had been through. And it really showed me the power of being open, of being vulnerable, of sharing and not being ashamed of what you've been through.
Do you have any funny moments with Robin from on set? Because he obviously had a very deep side, but he was also a very funny man as well.
Yeah, I mean, when he was on set, when we were filming, it was kind of the Robin that the public knew. When we were not filming, he was much more quiet and introspective. But when we were on set, I mean, it was like watching lightning strike. I mean, wow. He really was everything that you would expect. And the improvisation was just phenomenal. And honestly, really hard to keep up with as an actor working in a scene with him, because you really never knew. You could show up with all your lines memorized and it really didn't matter, because Robin was just going to take it to wherever.
Just quickly, one last question. My favorite part of Mrs. Doubtfire, I've probably got two. Robin Williams putting his head in the cake and, hello, dear, and the boobs on fire and putting him out with the pan lids. But also the restaurant scene where he's at two consecutive dinners, one as himself and then one as Mrs. Doubtfire, and has to keep changing costumes. Do you have a favourite moment from the film itself? Because I think it's a film full of moments that everyone has their favourite.
I mean, for me, it doesn't get any better than a run by fruiting.
Remind us, what's that?
When he hits Pierce Brosnan with the lime.
Oh, yeah. Well, we've all wanted to do that to Pierce Brosnan at some point or another. Such fantastic memory, such a fantastic film. Lisa Jacob, who played Lydia in Mrs. Doubtfire, the eldest daughter, you have just been incredible to chat with this morning. Thank you so much for your time.
I so appreciate you having me on. Thank you so much.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
I got a head start on the outside of the house over the weekend, putting up the Christmas lights because I had a few hours free. Mm. Mate, it takes a lot. Mm. And it takes a lot out of you. I think I whinged to you about this last year.
Oh, yeah.
But today is day two. So I put up all of my Christmas lights on Saturday morning.
What lights are we talking? Like all up the eaves.
So
the
fairy
house,
lights.
Or?
Yeah, I buy those gutter clips.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you've got to have the ladder. I mean, you've seen the front of my new house. It's quite long, the front of the house. So I've got to like move the up the ladder, put the clips on, clip the light up, down the ladder, move the ladder or whatever. Mm. But then that's just the gutter ones. Underneath all of those, there's further lights. Like there's a bit of a setup. You know, I'm a bit of a Clark Griswold. Like we like our Christmas lights. And it took me hours and hours and hours. And I'm doing it in the sun or whatever. I finish on Saturday afternoon and I am sore from going up and down that ladder.
It's a workout.
Well, during it as well too, I was having to have rests. So I'd go for about 15 minutes. Then I'd sit in the shade with my Yeti and just drink cold water or whatever and go, all right, better
let's
get back
keep in. Going.
It was like little smokos or whatever.
Yeah.
But yesterday morning, I roll out of bed sore as. Like, and so sore that, like, sitting down on the toilet was
tough. Oh, yeah. Getting back off it.
Ooh. Out of the bed, any kind of standing up or whatever. I like to sit down in the shower. So getting back up last night was so painful.
Yeah.
Today's day two, it's even worse. But I thought, like, all of this soreness from putting the Christmas tree lights up, putting the outside lights up outside the house or whatever, I've done a real workout. And you know what? I reckon there's something in that, like the Christmas lights workout.
Okay, everyone, welcome to F45 Christmas Lights Edition. My name's Pixie, and I'm the resident North Pole PT, and I hope all you fatty daddies are ready for a festive workout. Let's just kick things off with a light cord detangling. Next up comes the hard part, guys. Let's get into it with a 1-2 ladder climb. 1-2 ladder climb. 1-2 ladder climb. You're soon going to realise this is the burpees of the Christmas lights workout. In the morning, this is going to cause a burning sensation in your calves, your hammies, and your glutes. They'll be so painful, you won't be able to sit down on the toilet to poo. Let's stretch things out up high now as we get those gutter clips firmly connected. Stretch up and down. Hey, Cliffo, why aren't you working out? Are you thinking about Christmas ham and fruit mince pies again? No! This is how you got here in the first place! Pixie the North Pole PT is very cross with you! No! No! No!
And if the good folk at F45 are listening, we can definitely break it up into 45-minute workouts as well.
Perfect.
Guys. 131060 is the phone number after my fridge freakout over the weekend, asking, when did you get caught up in a moment making a big purchase? I'm after the kind of people that couldn't be trusted to be a bidder on the block. This is after on the weekend, and you and producer Brooke having a good old laugh at my expense over this.
We are, definitely.
My wife and I.
The cheap one of the show as well. That's what makes it so funny.
Right?
Because normally I'm the one making splurge purchases and you're judging me.
Doesn't matter though, when you get caught up in the purchase, mate.
You get caught up in the moment.
It's like a rabbit hole in Alice in Wonderland. You just fall into that hole. So my wife and I were buying a new fridge and we were umming and ahhing over it. And we decided, yeah, we'll get this fridge. And then the salesman's like, oh, look at this version. It had a glass panel on the front. And when you knocked on it twice, the fridge light comes on.
How long does it take to turn off? Or do you have to knock again?
Oh, I think you can set it. For $500, this is what costs $500 extra.
Hopefully you can set it.
You'd want to be able to set it. I'm assuming that's what you can do.
Oh, I hope so.
We wanted the plumbed in fridge, big French door thing and all that. We got that, but we didn't need, and we realized this in the car on the way home, we didn't need the $500 extra thing. Knock on it, comes on. But I'm like, oh, surely we can't be the only people who get caught up in the excitement of the purchase. And you go a little too,
A little too far.
Go a little too far.
Especially when you're getting something on interest free. You're like, well, it's not my money anyway.
That's right. We've got to pay that back eventually.
Whatever.
But it's not my problem now. That's later Cliffo's problem.
Yes.
131060. I'll give us a call if you've had this. You just go a bit stupid. You get caught in the moment when you're making a big purchase. Will's here. Will, what's your story?
Mate, we got the same issue as you. We went to go buy a fridge and looked at just a standard one. And then all of a sudden we said, hang on, this fridge has got a door inside the door where you can just open up and conveniently get everything out.
That's right.
Got it all the way home, put it all in, plumbed it all in. Luckily I'm a plumber, so I know what to do. And then my son started bashing the door to try and see something and a light come on. We go, oh, extra feature.
Oh, wow. You
didn't even know it lit up.
And you didn't even know that it did the knock. Can I, as a guy who's just bought this well, can you, answer this for me? Do you legit use the feature or do you only ever use it as, a bit of a gimmick?
My son's the only one that uses it.
Yeah, that's right. I paid $500
for that, Charlie to knock on your fridge.
Yeah, it's going
to
cost me more in electricity than it is saving, not opening the door. Well, thanks for nothing, Will.
No worries.
All right, we'll go to Glenn next. Glenn, when did you get caught in the moment, mate? Did the same thing happen to you?
So, I bought my, probably my second car that I bought as a young fella, and it was, the right colour, it was the right model, it was the right transmission, everything I wanted.
Yeah.
And I neglected one thing, which was to check how many Ks it had on the clock.
Oh.
It's kind of an important thing, Glenn. How many
really
Ks did it have?
Thing. So, when I got home to my hometown and checked, it had 280,000 kilometres on the clock.
Oh, my God, that's almost at its death.
Yeah, it died about 4 months later.
Oh,
yeah.
No!
Good news is, though, when you knocked on the windscreen, the light inside came on. So good purchase there, Glenn. Worth it.
There's a lot of eco-warriors and conservationists out there, especially when it comes to the Great Barrier Reef, but there is a special kind of eco-warrior by the name of Elijah Richardson, who is 8 years old and who has managed to get Billie Eilish to accept his proposal to help with his campaign aimed at saving the Great Barrier Reef. And he joins us right now. How are you, Elijah?
Good, how are you?
Good. We're so excited to speak to you because we can't get Billie Eilish on this show for an interview, but she's decided to help you out. How did you get Billie Eilish to support your campaign?
It's really exciting and I'm really happy that this has happened. And thank you, Billy, for saying yes. About a year ago, I did a message to Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
Asking her to use her amazing song Ocean Eyes for Coral Watch's campaign. And I'm really thankful to everyone that shared on my Instagram page. And in the end, somehow it got to Billie Eilish and she said yes.
Wow. So good. So her song's going to be part of your campaign. What is the campaign exactly?
The campaign is a Coral Watch campaign, and it's trying to get more people to look after the Great Barrier Reef because it needs help now.
That's incredible, Elijah. Is your mum there as well, Elijah?
Yes, but she doesn't like speaking.
Oh, that's okay. I was going to say, mum must be very, very proud because, Elijah, you are probably the most well-spoken eight-year-old we have ever had on the show. So good luck. And I believe, too, actually, you're chasing a few more famous faces to be part of your campaign. Who do you want to help out next?
We're trying to get Kit Harington and Robert De Niro on board.
Wow.
They're not on board yet, but we're hoping it's going to be next.
And what would they do? Would they face the campaign or just do a little message?
We're not sure yet.
You know,
whatever they offer to do,
it's Kit Harington and Robert De Niro. Well, Coral Watch is the cause you are supporting. If you want all the details, guys, I've been on their website this morning. I just Googled Coral Watch and it all came straight up. So Elijah Richardson, 8 years old and getting Billie Eilish to support this amazing campaign you are fronting. You must be the youngest eco-warrior in Queensland. And we really appreciate what you're doing. And thank you so much for your time, Elijah.
Thanks a lot. Thanks. Bye.
Alpha Bucks. We are back playing Alpha Bucks tomorrow, the Tuesday morning edition after 8 a.m. Tuesday morning, and we have a free answer for everyone.
It's a tasty one too.
Mm.
Donuts. Homer Simpson would be so proud.
Donuts. How good are donuts?
Yeah, I love a donut. There's the gluten-free donuts these days, and they are actually very tasty.
Can't tell the difference. Well, not like the pasta or the lasagna sheets. You've warned me off those.
I can't tell the difference, but I'm not the one to judge.
I would be able to. Donuts is your free Alpha Bucks answer for tomorrow morning on here.
There's a new term out. It's not a dating term. I know how much you love new dating terms, Cliffo, but this is one you might relate to because it's just a lifestyle term.
It's a bit weird how much you and I, two people who are very much not dating anymore.
We love ghosting.
We love all that stuff.
All those dating terms.
You seem to find all the weird, obscure, you know, dating terms.
There was enveloping. Yeah, there's all weird ones. But the one that I want to talk about today is HOGO. Which is kind of the opposite of FOMO. So everyone is figuring out that there's this new phase or new craze in people's lives, and I reckon since COVID, where it's the hassle of going out coming into play.
It's HOGO. Kind of the opposite to FOMO.
Exactly
the
opposite. The
fear of missing out.
Mm. So hospitality, sporting, music events, they're all finding that there's a lot of people who are booking, who are paying for tickets, who are confirming that they're going to be attending. And then there's no shows and last minute cancellations hitting up to about 20%, which is a lot of people. And it's all because of the hassle of going out. People are so used to being a bit hermited since, you know, all this pandemic business. That going out is actually a lot of effort and people are just sitting on the couch and it's like, you know, half an hour till they're meant to be there and they just go, can't be bothered. And I just really love that this has come to light, that HOGO is really a thing, because last time I brought this up with you and I was like, I swear to God, I just can't be bothered. You just said to me, nah, mate, it's just because you're old. And you told me I was hitting a different life stage, but it's a thing.
I believe. No, you are getting old. Like, let's not gloss over that or pretend that's not happening. But HOGO, the hassle of going out, mate, for homebodies like me, like people like me.
People are just getting on board.
And I want, like all of us people who do nothing, we want to, all you people who go out, we want to bring you all into our little web of...
of just chilling out and not making effort.
I was HOGO before there was a word for it.
That was Cliffo and Gabby's podcast.
Looking for your morning coffee hit without the heat? Grab a McCafe iced coffee. It's perfect for warm Queensland mornings.